This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, my friend, and welcome to Carthenville High School for the inaugural T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. I am Tim Mize. Terry Tote, of course, is alongside. We'll hear from David Jenkins, Gary Boker as well throughout the day. But, Terry, so glad you are in the house today. You will have the play-by-play call of our next ball game. You'll also have the play-by-play call of the Carthenville-Auburn girls game, and then you're going to throw a ceremonial jump ball before the Nokomis-Staunton game around 8 o'clock tonight.
I'm going to have to find a corner to go practice, Tim. It's been a long time since I've thrown a ball up at center court, but used to do that every once in a while. In fact, officiated several girls games here over the years at Carthenville High School, and I think I always deferred to the partner of mine to throw the ball up at midcourt. So.
Well, it's nerve-wracking. We've talked about it before. Back in the day when there was no possession arrow,
yeah.
You know, officials were a lot better at it. But now, one, if it goes overtime, maybe two.
Yeah. And I'm surprised that, quite frankly, that they just don't let the visiting team take the ball out of bounds to start the game. You know, and I can fully see that rule coming into play eventually, because I'll be honest with you, it's tough to toss the ball straight up. It's usually cockeyed, so no. But that's all right.
Every once in a while you see a restart.
Yeah, you have to see a restart, yeah. And that way, you know, if you give the visiting team the ball first, you don't have to worry about a restart. So,
good point.
Yeah.
So. Litchfield and Pawnee, our first ball game of the day. Litchfield will be the home team today wearing the whites trimmed out in the purple. Pawnee will be the road team wearing the red trimmed out in the blue and the white. Of course, Pawnee co-ops with Lincolnwood for their girls basketball. So that's one of the big reasons that Pawnee is in the tournament this year. Litchfield and Lincolnwood boys will take the floor next. And of course, Litchfield off to a fantastic 5-1 start. Nice road win last night over at Southwestern.
Yeah, that was a big win there at Southwestern. Western for the Purple Panthers, and they're what 5-1, 6-1, something like that.
One.
Yeah, that's terrific. So, a good start for Drew Logan and his Purple Panthers boys team.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm not sure if we're going to have the anthem before our first game or not.
I think it's probably later in the evening.
All right, let's get to the starting lineups first for the visitors on the scoreboard tonight. The Indians from Pawnee High School, head coach is Hunter Hamilton, and Pawnee rolls this morning with junior Haley Meyer, senior Avery Kern, senior Abby Barrington, junior Hannah Adcock, and senior Paige Langham. So for Pawnee, Meyer, Kern, Barrington, Adcock, and Langheim. Pawnee comes in 0-6 on the year. For the Litchfield Purple Panthers and their head coach, Rob Corso, he will go with Maddie Diamond, a 5'3 sophomore, Emily Sinjin, a 5'8 junior, Carly Bowden, a 5'9 junior, Lizzie Luttrell, a 5'7 senior, and Becky Painter, a 5'7 sophomore. For the Purple Panthers, Diamond, Sinjin, Bowden, Luttrell, and Painter, Litchfield comes in 2-5 on the year. Litchfield and Pawnee, the first of 8 games at the inaugural T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. The tip. Welcome back to the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. And want to remind people that at halftime of our first 7 games, Victory Lane in Carthenville and Litchfield is sponsoring a free throw contest. So how it's going to work is we're going to be picking 2 people to shoot at halftime of each game. We'll have 4 people at halftime of the 7th game because we're doing our raffle drawing for the last game, Terry. But 2 people, halftime each game, you get 1 shot, 1 free throw.
Okay.
You make it, you get $20.
All right.
And then after Victory Lane's free throw contest.
No pressure there.
No pressure at all. Yeah. Then we're going to have the opportunity for anybody who is here to pay $1, go out and take a half-court shot.
If you
make it, you get $2.
$2.
Yeah, and if you make it also, we got a couple of extra T-shirts and some other prizes that were donated for the shootout. So if you make it, a bonus.
All right. Sounds good.
So just lots of fun things happening here today at the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. Again, our raffle items out in the lobby available for you there. You do not need to be present to win. And we are set to go for the first of 8.
Gene Brenning will be tossing the basketball to start the game off here.
We'll see how he does.
Yeah, he'll do fine.
He's a pro.
He's been doing it for
a while.
That's
right. Litchfield in the white, Pawnee in the red, and the inaugural T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer is underway. And Pawnee will get the basketball to start here this morning. And right to the paint they go, and they draw the foul on Carly Bowden. And Terry, perhaps your shootout couldn't start any better way than taking the ball to the hole.
Yeah, that's the best thing you could ever do. I mean, we've talked about this even with the Illini, you know, when they get one in one of their funks and they go 8-10 minutes and never score. Nobody ever drives to the basket. Take the ball to the hole.
Avery Curran at the foul line. Toss good. Didn't even graze the iron, and the first point of the T-Toad shootout versus cancer belongs to Pawnee and senior Avery Curran. Fun to be having basketball at 9:30 in the morning. Second toss a little bit short. Offensive rebound, though, to Pawnee, and they will pull it out and set up the offense. Litchfield man-to-man defense, and we're on schedule to start, Terry. We'll see how long we stay on schedule. Turnover there through the hands of Barrington out of bounds.
Well, I'm not going to put any money on staying on time. So
No.
We've been through enough of these tournaments and stuff.
Staying on time would be the underdog.
Yeah.
Here comes Litchfield into the front court. Luttrell has it on the right wing. Skip pass. Here's a three for Painter. Yeah. Yes, knock it down. Becky Painter. And Litchfield takes a 3-1 lead.
And immediately ball pressure in the backcourt.
That's Sinjin with the pressure on Kern. Avery spins across midcourt, lost the handle, gets it back. Now a bounce feed right side of the key as Pawnee will calm down and reset. Into the hands of Adcock, bouncing off the right wing with the left hand. Hands it now to Kern. To the foul line, right elbow, nice bounce pass, baseline, Jay. Yes, good for Hannah Meyer. And Terry, I would expect that all the kids involved today, they're going to bring their A game because you are so well respected by all these young people. It's just so amazing that you've been doing this for 40-some-odd years, and as that's thrown away, and you haven't really – well, you've changed, but the one thing that hasn't changed is your commitment to these kids. And I've said it before, the reason that you're so special to them is because you never make it about you. You don't tie it to results necessarily. It's all about having fun and competing.
Yeah. It's just another classroom.
Yeah.
It really is. And we've talked about that a lot over the years. So
Litchfield has the ball in the front court. Painter in the left corner. Of course, the sister of Sam Painter, who's having a fine senior season for the Litchfield boys team, who will be in action next. Dribble drive, scoop shot for Sinjin. No, ball back tap. Litchfield picks it up with Diamond. Painter will try it again off the mark this time. And the rebound down to Pawnee. Head coach Hunter Hamilton for Pawnee told me just his second game this year with his original five starters due to illnesses and a variety of injuries. That's missed point blank. And Litchfield pulls the rebound down. Long pass in the front court to Diamond. Maddie attacks. Layup counted in the foul for Maddie Diamond. So a 5-3 Litchfield lead, 6:02 for the opening quarter. And you know how it goes, Terry. You've seen enough of these games and seasons. When you have injuries and sickness early, it just makes it rough.
You know, and you hope to get everybody back at least a couple of 3 weeks prior to regional tournament time so you can kind of get your lineup set, get people back in the positions they need to be. And we've seen teams that have struggled all year long, and they get healthy all of a sudden, and all of a sudden they make a run.
The free throw went on Meyer, her first, as the free throw rattled home for Diamond. She completes the old-fashioned three-point play. And a substitution now for Litchfield as Carson Jackson, 5'6 junior, will check in, replacing Diamond. Full court pressure from Litchfield. 6-3, Panthers lead early. Pawnee gets it in on the baseline. Kern holding in the backcourt. Check that. Meyer pressured, bounced it once, picked it up in trouble, turned over. Nice job by Sinjin to step in the passing lane. She leaves it off for Greta Fleming, who's checked in. No. Rebound to Bowden. No. Check that. Kara Pence. And the rebound is handled by Pawnee, but then mishandled by the Indians and out of bounds to Litchfield. So Kara Pence, Greta Fleming, and Carson Jackson have all checked in for Litchfield. Pence is a 5'11 sophomore. Fleming, a 5'8 senior. Told you about Jackson, the 5'6 junior. On the baseline, Carson wants the three. The lefty lets it fly, left it short. And the rebound down to Pawnee and Avery Kern, and Hunter Hamilton wants a timeout. 5:37 for the opening quarter. Litchfield leading Pawnee 6-3 in the inaugural T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Back to Carlinville in just a moment. Following the timeout, Pawnee will face full court pressure, trailing 6-3. In the middle of the floor with Adcock. She will ball fake, now put it on the floor and come across the timeline herself with pressure from Pence. Hannah across that timeline now, dribbling out near the volleyball spike line. Good pressure by Pence, moving her feet nicely. Now Adcock on the blow by, dumps it off too strong off the window for Langheim, and the rebound down to Pence for Litchfield. That was a nice action there from Pawnee. They just couldn't complete it. Painter now into the front court. Becky on the right wing will leave it for Carson Jackson. Pawnee man-to-man here as Jackson holding on the wing. Across the floor now to Painter. Becky, her pass was tipped but still finds its way to Greta Fleming. Between the circles now, Jackson will reset the offense into the hands of Sinjin on the right wing. Oh,
uh-oh.
She threw it right down the block to Jackson, who was cutting, but Carson wasn't looking for the ball. If she was looking, that would have been a layup.
Yeah, yeah.
At least it didn't hit her in the head.
Yeah.
So that'll be turnover number two on Litchfield. And again, they set up the full court pressure. Yeah, when you're cutting to the basket after a pass, you got to be ready for that return pass. And Pawnee loses it on the inbound. Good pressure that time from Sinjin as Kern went to catch it right on the baseline, and she just didn't have any room to really operate there. That will be turnover number four on Pawnee. Baseline trigger, a Panther at each corner of the lane. Fleming gets it into Jackson, right wing. Pence wants the three ball. Yes, Kara Pence hits the three off the left side of the key, and it's 9-3 Litchfield. 4 minutes, 40 seconds for the first quarter, and that ball deflected out. It'll be Litchfield's ball in the full court pressure, giving Pawnee fits.
Yeah. Purple Panthers are doing what they want to do defensively right now and really causing Pawnee some problems.
Jillian Bailey will check in, a senior for Pawnee, replacing Barrington. Boy, and that's like blood in the water sometimes when a team senses that the other club is having trouble with the pressure. It just gets amped up a little bit more.
Get your adrenaline flowing. You know you've got a shot at stealing the ball almost every time. So.
Painter out on the left side of the key, right side of the floor to Fleming. Greta wants to drive baseline, pulls up a little strong. Rebound tapped around by Pence. Back tap to Painter. She puts it up, left it short, might have rushed it a bit. Pence, though, tracks it down in the near corner. She's double-teamed. Off to Painter. 4-3. Missed it. Rebound to Sinjin, too far under the rim. Her putback won't go. And the rebound down to Hannah Adcock for Pawnee. She bounced it once, picked it up in trouble. But Bailey comes and bails around. Middle of the floor to Avery Kern. She's across the timeline now. Kern had it jarred loose, turned over. Here goes Litchfield the other way. Painter, a long pass ahead to Fleming. One bounce off the window, missed it. Good contestant there. I think that was Kern who came in with the late challenge. But Litchfield gets the offensive rebound and will reset. On the right wing with Greta Fleming. Finds the slasher Sinjin. She bounces it off her foot out of bounds. Third Litchfield turnover. And substitutions at the table for Rob Corso and the Panthers. Maddie Diamond will return, and Lizzie Luttrell back on the floor. 3.5 minutes for quarter number one in game number one at the inaugural T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Full court pressure. Adcock, long pass ahead in the front court to Meyer. Hannah, coast to coast off the window. It's good. And that's what you have to do, Terry. When you break the pressure, don't stop. Just attack.
Just keep going. Keep going.
9-5, Litchfield leads with the ball. Diamond on the right wing, tries to feed the post down to Luttrell. She didn't have good position there, deflected away by Pawnee. It'll stay with the Purple Panthers. Litchfield in the home whites, Pawnee in the road reds. Baseline trigger into Pinch. She'll fire from 15. No. Rebound knocked away from Kern by Fleming. What a play by Greta Fleming, and Litchfield gets an extra possession. On the right wing with Carson Jackson. Skip pass to Luttrell. Lizzie, 4-3. Around and out, no good. And the rebound is going to be tied up. Fleming, and let's see for Pawnee as the Indian wound up on her backside. That was Hannah Adcock. We should mention, if you ordered your T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer T-shirt and it didn't arrive in the mail because of the state funeral of George H.W. Bush, those shirts are here today. You can pick them up. Yeah. It's an air ball by Jackson and the rebound down to Pawnee. And Paul Benty told us the other day they're going to reopen the sales for the shirts today, and they will run through next week. They had pretty good response, and some folks called up after the store had closed wanting to know if they could still get them. So they will reopen the store. They should be available right now, cubbyholeonline.com, to get your T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer T-shirts, and those are available in the colors of all of our participating schools today. Foul on Litchfield. Looks like they got Maddie Diamond with the personal. That's her first, team's second. And it will send Avery Kern back to the free throw line. Every one of two from the stripe, toss good.
And our friends at the Cubby Hole do a great job. I know when I was with the Sports Association years ago and had to order uniforms and shirts, always called them up and always took care of me.
They're the official shirt of the IESA. Paul was up in Chicago last night for the 7th grade state tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, second toss.
They're always at the IESA events.
Yeah, they're the official provider of the apparel for the IESA. And these shirts for us, fantastic.
Yeah, great.
Down in the block, counted, and the foul. Allie Fenton with the bucket of the Bruins, and she'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. They are going to get Adcock on the personal. That is her first, team's second. 2.5 minutes for the opening quarter, 11-7, Litchfield leading Pawnee. Fenton, a 5'7 sophomore. Free throw is good. Rattled it home, and Terry, this is a nice-looking sophomore class for the Lady Panthers.
It is. Give them another year. They're gonna do some damage in the South Central.
They may be doing
damage late in this season.
They might surprise some people this year. Kern gets nice position on the block, but then too strong on the put up and the rebound down to Litchfield. She did a good job to muscle up. Maybe expected contact that wasn't there. Diamond for three, rattles it home. Nope. Carson Jackson with the triple. And in the backcourt, what do we have? A whistle and a stoppage. It's a two. Long two.
I think it was Diamond.
Oh, I was right the first time.
Yeah, you were right the first time. It was Diamond. Yeah.
Well, that rarely happens.
Yeah. Hey, been there, done that, dude.
As you would say, if that's the worst thing I do today, I'm doing good.
That's right.
So 14-7, Litchfield leading, doubling up Pawnee early. Meyer in the backcourt facing that full court pressure. Gets it off to Hannah Adcock. Long pass in the front court to Avery Kern. Avery wants to attack, poked away from behind by Diamond. It'll stay with Pawnee.
Kind of reminds me, Tim, when you used to umpire baseball in the summertime, and somebody came up to me afterward and say, hey, I think you missed one call out there tonight. I said, just one? That's great.
Inbound to Adcock, can't get it. Rebound back and fouled on the putback by Carly Bowden. The free throw's coming for Hannah Adcock.
How tough is it to play at 9:30 in the morning? You played early.
Not this early, though.
Yeah.
Not this early. It's hard to do anything at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Let alone get yourself up for an athletic event. Free throw is no good for Adcock. Already Pawnee's sixth free throw. They're 3 of 5 right now. Make it 4 of 6. 14-8, Pawnee hanging around after facing that fierce full-court pressure from Litchfield.
Like you said, Tim, Pawnee's finally got some healthy people back in their lineup, and it's going to take a game or two for them to kind of gel again. So
Litchfield turns it over there. That pass just had a little bit too much steam on it. And our officials, Gene Brinning, Joe O'Brien, and Chris Bertolino. Of course, so many officials will be involved today, and I can't speak for all of them, but I know a number of them, Terry, are donating their pay back, doing it for free today. That is turned over by Pawnee, their seventh turnover of the quarter. Here's Jordan Ramey. She gets it down on the block to Bowden. Her putback too strong, and the rebound down to Avery Kern for Pawnee. Here comes Adcock in a hurry the other way. No one stops ball. Hannah all the way to the rim. Missed it. Gets it back. Putback. No, but she's fouled. Good second and third effort that time from Hannah Adcock, and it looks like Pawnee maybe settling in a little bit here now.
I think I've let Adcock touch the ball every time down the floor, don't you?
I would sure think so.
Yeah.
She just knocked down 1 out of 2 free throws. That one's short. 1:12, first quarter of the inaugural T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Free throw is good. And John Michael Marty will be talking to our friends from Apex in between our ball games here today. 8 of them on the docket. 4 girls, 4 boys. It'll be a fun day of basketball. Come out and join us here at Carthenville High School. Great place to take in a ball game. Here's Diamond. Dribbles just outside the right block. Lost it, but went right to St. John. Jackson for 3. Got it. Carson buries the triple off the right side of the key. It's 17-9. Litchfield leading. Now Diamond comes in and commits the foul. A little over-aggressive there. Be Litchfield's 5th team foul in the second on Maddie Diamond. And I remember the first game of the year, our traditional opener, when Diamond got in foul trouble. That's when Nokomis made their run.
Yeah.
Becky Painter going to come back on the floor. She's going to replace Emily St. John. Painter, just a sophomore. Maddie Diamond, just a sophomore. Now Jackson with the steal. Carson's a junior. Diamond for three. Got it. Or is it a long two? Yep, they're going to give her the triple. 8 first quarter points for Maddie Diamond. Maddie has that right foot come forward a little bit when she releases, so sometimes she winds up with that foot on the line. Long pass ahead to Meyer. Down the left side layup. Nope, but she's fouled. They will get Ramey on the foul. That's Jordan's first, team's sixth. And now Pawnee, when they're getting that long pass to midcourt, they're going and getting numbers. That's how you want to attack that pressure. Litchfield, though, knocking down shots. They've hit 3 triples in the quarter and lead 20-9. Free throw for Haley Meyer, the junior from Pawnee. Toss is off the mark, no good. Pawnee has left some points at the foul line here in the opening quarter. Abby Barrington going to check back in. As Lexi Wilson is out, she's just a freshman. Second free throw for Meyer. Too strong, and the rebound down to Becky Painter. Painter up the near side of the floor, right in front of the scorer's table. Lees for Diamond. Quick first step. Floater off the baseline, left it short. Rebound down to Langheim for Pawnee, and the Indians trouble with it in the backcourt. They're going to be called for traveling. As Langheim lost it, Meyer picked it up, and then she shuffled her feet. Pawnee's 8th turnover of the opening quarter. $5 gets you in. That's good for all day here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. Painter for a 3 air ball, but it goes right to Bowden, and she's fouled on the putback attempt. 4th team foul on Pawnee.
Well, if you want to come to the games, slip away and go to the Christmas market and come back to the games, you can do that.
Right across the street.
Yeah.
Just the 3rd team foul on Pawnee, the 1st on Avery Kern. Bowden at the line, free throw off the heel, too strong. Litchfield Purple Panthers and head coach Drew Logan have arrived. They will play our next game against the Lincolnwood Lancers. That free throw also off the mark. Rebound tracked down by Pawnee. 8 seconds for the quarter. Pawnee can get the final shot, trailing 20-9. Do they recognize time? 3 seconds. Kern, right wing, will she get it up? Yes, floater at the buzzer, around and out. No good. 1 quarter in the books. Litchfield 20, Pawnee 9. You're listening to the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Back to Carletonville following these messages. Tim Mize, Terry Toad back here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. 1 quarter in the books of our first game of the day. Litchfield leading Pawnee in girls action 20-9. Terry, that was a pretty entertaining opening quarter. Litchfield with full court pressure the entire way. We saw some up and down action.
Well, I think that's part of the modus operandi for the Purple Panthers this year. You know, I don't think they have the point production they've had in years past, so they're going to make you run into some turnovers if at all possible, and that's what they're going to do with that full court pressure.
Unofficially forced Pawnee into 8 of them. Nice spin to the middle by Paige Langheim. Off the window, it's good for Paige. And it's a single-digit lead for Litchfield, 20-11. They come right down the floor. Kate Comer has checked in into the hands of Maddie Diamond. Diamond lost the handle. Gets it back. Here's Jackson, 4-3. Carson can't get it, a little bit short. Offensive rebound to Kara Pence, and she'll have free throws coming. She was hacked on the arm. 4th team foul. The victory lane free throw challenge coming up at the half. 2 lucky participants will have 1 shot to make $20. That's good work if you can get it. Free throw for Pence. Good. No pressure, though. No mulligans here.
No. You actually have to stay behind the line, don't you?
I think so, okay. Yes.
Okay.
I hope we don't have to make that call. That'd be unfortunate. Second free throw is too strong, and the rebound down to Pawnee.
We'd have to go to the videotape, wouldn't we?
Instant replay.
Yeah.
Handling out front is Meyer, being hounded by Diamond, and she's called for double dribble. Lost the handle, slipped out of her hand. She got it back, put it on the floor again, and called for the double dribble. It'll be a fun day of hoops here at the Big House on West Main, all in honor of our great friend Terry Tote. All the money raised today goes right to Terry to help him with his medical bills. Handling out front is Comer. Had trouble with it, being hounded by Meyer. Deflected out right off the scorer's table. It'll stay with Litchfield.
Rob Corso's out there going, talk, girls, talk to each other.
Terry, you wouldn't believe how many people I had contact me just wanting to help in any way they could, donating their time, donating items. Just it was amazing how many people reached out, and as that three ball is no good for Painter, and just wanted to help because of the impact you've had on their lives. Painter gets it back, baseline no, and the rebound down to Lexi Wilson for Pawnee. Long pass ahead, dangerous, stolen by Diamond. She read that one like a book, almost baited Wilson. Maddie, the other way, down on the baseline, right side, kicks it out to Jackson, open for three, got it.
Got it. Great ball movement.
Carson's second triple. That is Litchfield's fourth three ball of the morning. Blocked out of there by Kara Pence. It'll stay with Pawnee. And Terry, it's hard to get in the frame of mind saying this morning.
Yeah.
Not tonight, not this afternoon yet, still this morning. So we'll have two games tipped this morning. Brad McVay is here.
Yeah.
Good to see Brad McVay. Tom Emery coming up as well. He'll be our PA voice for the last two games. As on a throwaway, Litchfield the other way. Painter off the diamond, no. Becky Painter with the rebound. Nice wraparound pass. The diamond left it short. Rebound back tapped. Painter picks it up, and Litchfield will pull it out and reset with Jackson top of the key. Diamond for three, left it short. She will track her rebound down in the left corner, but that ball's on the sideline out of bounds. It'll belong to Pawnee. 6:07 for the first half. 24-11, Litchfield leading. First of eight games here at the inaugural T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. Sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Carthenville High School, our host this year. Next year, we'll shift to Lincolnwood High School. And a traveling violation on Meyer out front. That will be the 11th turnover on Pawnee. On the sideline, right in front of the Litchfield bench, the Purple Panthers will trigger it in. Jackson gets it off to Diamond. Maddie brings it into the front court with the right-hand bounce. Picked up the dribble. Dangerous pass. Finds its way home to Jackson. Carson attacks. Too strong with the layup. And the rebound down to Hannah Adcock. Outlet pass to Avery Kern. She will slow it up now and bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man pressure from Litchfield. 5.5 minutes for the first half. Kern on the right wing. Leaves it for Meyer. Haley Meyer into the triple threat position, will bounce once, picks it up, tries to feed the post, deflected away, but Adcock able to corral it just outside the paint. She will spin middle, stops, collects herself, missed it, and a nice strong rebound in there for Litchfield's Kara Pence. Quick outlet to Diamond. Maddie's in a hurry the other way, and layup floats it in, oh, halfway down and kicked out. Rebound down to Pawnee. Attacking is Kern. No one yelled wolf. She has it jarred loose from behind by Diamond, who tracked her down. Here comes Maddie the other way now. Across the floor to Becky Painter. Inside of 5 minutes for the first half. 24-11, Litchfield leading. They feed the post down to Pence. Off the window, it's good for Kara Pence. She has six. Nice soft touch off the glass. 26-11, Litchfield leading.
Pretty good inside game, pretty good outside game. Purple Panthers, oh, not bad.
That'll work. 4.5 minutes for the first half. We'll have our Victory Lane free throw challenge coming up at the half. Oh, nice backdoor action, but Kern can't put it home, and she was wide open but just left it a little bit short. Tried to spin over the front of the rim, wouldn't do it. Here comes Painter. Down to Pence off the window. Oh, she left it short. Didn't have her footwork quite right, and she will get the jump ball with Adcock. The arrow will keep it with Litchfield. Three subs in for the Panthers now. Greta Fleming, Lizzie Luttrell, and McCall Wharton will check in. McCall, the 5'10 senior. 4 minutes, 20 seconds for the first half. Baseline trigger for Litchfield. Fleming looking. Gets it in right wing to Luttrell. Carson Jackson on the right wing now. Carson has a couple of triples here in the first half. Fleming on the left wing. Greta will put it on the floor and 3 seconds in the lane on Litchfield. They were camped out in there. We got camping gear available in the raffle, Terry.
That's
courtesy of Gillespie. They got a fire pit and some camping chairs. But on the basketball floor, no camping in the lane.
And they had that tent pitched in there, and had a little bit too long.
Timeout on the floor. 4:10 for the first half. Litchfield leading Pawnee 26-11 in the opening game of the inaugural T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy, here from Carthenville High School. Back here at the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy, on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WQSMI, FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. Has a jump ball called, And on the arrow, it'll go or stay with Pawnee. Baseline trigger into Adcock on the left block. Hannah, triple teamed in there, tries to pass it out, deflected off of a Litchfield foot. Kern first to the floor, picks up the basketball. Leaves it for Adcock, right side of the key to Wilson. Feeds the right block. Going up strong, blocked out of there was Langheim's attempt. It'll stay with Pawnee. Right side of the key, Pawnee will trigger in, standing right on the big red block E in Cavaliers on the baseline. Here's Wilson. Off to Haley Meyer. Meyer, top of the key, middle of the paint now to Kern. Leaves it for Adcock. One bounce, goes up strong and draws the foul. Free throws for Hannah Adcock. 3:28 for the first half. 26-11, Litchfield leading Pawnee. Adcock at the line for Pawnee. Free throw is off the heel, too strong. $5 gets you in today. That price good all day long. And when you come in, make sure you get your raffle tickets bought. We got a bunch of quality raffle items available for you. You do not have to be present to win the raffles. The drawing will come at halftime of our final game. But we'll take your name and your number. If you win and you're not here, we'll call you up and tell you that you won. 26-12 as the second free throw good for Adcock. Jackson handling out between the circles for Litchfield. Into the hands of Luttrell, and as she drives the baseline, hand check. It'll be on Kern. For Pawnee, their sixth team foul. Second personal on Avery Kern. Panthers station a lady at each corner of the lane as Fleming will look to trigger in. Still looking, and will lob it into the backcourt. It's a race for the basketball, and Jackson, she let up, and the ball's going to be off of Meyer, out of bounds. A break for Litchfield.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Meyer had it.
Jackson had it, but she slowed up at the last moment, and then Meyer kept running full speed and got the basketball, but just couldn't corral it. 3 minutes. 5 seconds for the first half. 26-12. Litchfield leading with the ball. Luttrell lines up the three and knocks it down. Lizzie Luttrell for the triple. And for Litchfield, their fifth three ball of the half. Check that. Sixth three ball of the half. They hit four in the opening quarter. Lily Brosh has checked in for the Panthers as they lead 29-12, 2:40 for the first half. Lexi Wilson between the circles. She will lob it down. Dangerous pass deflected off of Adcock. Picked up by Kern on the left elbow. She will float it up, and she is fouled. Got her legs taken out by Greta Fleming.
Here come the totes.
They've made their presence known.
Call security.
.227 for the first half.
Good thing we got Brad sitting in front of us.
Protection, you're saying?
Yes, that's right.
Avery Kern at the free throw line. The foul went on Fleming, Greta's first. Free throw is good. Rattled it home, did Avery Kern. She has four. Makes it 29-13, Litchfield. Kern, the senior for Pawnee. Second free throw, good. Gets the pair. She has five in the ball game. A 15-point lead for Litchfield. 2:25 for the first half. Carson Jackson into the front court. Leaves it for Lizzie Luttrell on the right wing. Lizzie wants to drive right baseline. Gets around. Floats it up. Blocked and fouled. It'll be two free throws for the senior, Lizzie Luttrell, at 5'7". Seventh team foul on Pawnee. Third personal on Avery Kern. Free throw for Luttrell short. And checking in will be Abby Barrington returning for Pawnee. And for Litchfield, Carly Bowden back on the floor. And Emily Sinion, 5'8 junior, returns to the action. See if Luttrell can get the second toss. Lizzie's free throw good. Four for Lizzie. Makes it 30-14 Litchfield over Pawnee. Indians have the basketball into the front court. Barrington with the right-hand dribble right side of the key. Lost the handle, gets it back into the hands of Meyer. Feeds the right block down to Langheim. goes up, under, missed it. Good defense by Bowden, and she backtaps it to Sinyon. Here comes Emily in a hurry the other way. Oh, got caught on the wrong foot and called for steps. She tried to get away with that little Euro step. It wasn't happening. That will be, unofficially, the sixth turnover on Litchfield. But unlike Terry, my turnover statistics, highly unreliable.
Hey, if you don't score, it's a turnover.
There's a turnover right there. Number 13 on Pawnee tried to force feed the post, and another nice job in there by Carly Bowden. A 16-point lead for Litchfield, 90 seconds for the first half. On the right wing with Allie Fenton. Right wing to Carson Jackson. Carson has a couple of three balls here in the half. She dribbles to the foul line. Nice pass down to Sinyon. Left it short. Gets it back. Puts it up and
good
in.
Good job.
Good second effort. Emily's first bucket. 32-14. Litchfield leading. Clock running. 65 seconds for the half. Pawnee has to get it in. And Hunter Hamilton going to have to take a timeout. 63 seconds for quarter number two. Litchfield leading Pawnee 32-14. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy.
And the six following games of free throw contest.
We'll take two. Hey, Jen, so as soon as we get to half, play the Apex ad first, then play the shelter ad, and then send it back.
Yeah.
That's how we'll do the first halftime break. We'll take it after this one.
And those spots are on hot buttons. Yeah.
Yeah, the sports hot button page is where you'll find those. Jennifer Graham back in our studio. She'll produce some of the action today. Tom Williams will produce some of the action. And Levi working tonight? Levi Ubel?
Or Chip?
Or Chip Means? One of the two. Somebody will be there.
Somebody will show up. If not, we'll get Brad McBain. We'll shove him over.
Brad will do it. It's like riding a bike, Bradley.
That's right.
Full court pressure from Litchfield. As in it goes to Haley Meyer. Inside of a minute now for the first half. Our Victory Lane free throw challenge coming up at the half. Should have our contestants lined out ready to go. Down on the block to Hannah Adcock. And we have a traveling violation. Over Pawnee, their 14th turnover. And Terry, I've always been amazed by so many things when you call a game, but your ability to actually keep track of the turnovers has always impressed me. You never miss one. I get about one out of three. Half a minute, first half. Here's Diamond on the dribble drive. Kicks it out now left side to Painter. Oh, hard of the lane. It goes to Sinyon. She's double-teamed in there. Kicks out to Jackson. Into the hands of Diamond now. 23 seconds for the half. Maddie Diamond on the right wing with the right hand bounce. Dangerous cross-court pass. Found his way home to Allie Fenton. Now her shot is blocked in there. Nice job by Hannah Adcock. Pawnee brings it out with 10. Here's Hannah Meyer down the left side. Meyer cut off the left block. Kicks it out. Langheim, long two, no. Offensive rebound put back, no good. And out of bounds, it'll belong to Litchfield. 1.3 seconds for the first half. Pawnee will bring up full court pressure here. And it goes to Fenton, and that's the half. So after one half of basketball, it is the Litchfield Purple Panthers 32, the Pawnee Indians 14. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Tim Mize back here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Litchfield and Pawnee both back on the floor getting set, and our good buddy Don Huddleston has made it in. And Don, you're going to be on as Terry's color guy, like always.
He's here in person, isn't he?
He is. And you two, you guys know how to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. We enjoy basketball.
Absolutely. If you hadn't retired, maybe you could have officiated a game today.
Hey, some of these guys out there, as old as I am, they get up and down the floor a little better than I do.
Didn't somebody give you a rocking chair when you retired, didn't they?
Yes, they did. I use it every day.
We are set to go for the second half. Litchfield leading Pawnee 32-14. Leading scorer in the first half for Litchfield. Let's see. We had Maddie Diamond. She finished with 8 points. Carson Jackson had 6. Kara Pence had 6. Lizzie Luttrell with 4. Becky Painter had 3. Emily Sinian had 2. Allie Fenton with 3 points in the first half. For Pawnee, let's see. Avery Kern led the way with 5. Haley Meyer had 4. Hannah Adcock with 3. And Paige Lingheim with 2. And we are set to go here. For the start of the second half, Litchfield gets it first. Right on the block, they go to Sinian, no good. And the rebound down to Pawnee, 7:40 for the third quarter. Just a fun day of basketball. Terry, like a presidential candidate over there, shaking hands, kissing babies.
He'll be back pretty soon. I grabbed the head, the mic, so he could go around and say his hellos to everybody and get a hug.
He's gotten a lot of hugs today already.
Yeah.
On the baseline, Lingheim lets it fly, left it a little bit short. Nice block out down there by Carly Bowden, and the rebound down to Litchfield. Lincolnwood and Litchfield boys coming up next here in the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. High post it goes to Sinian. She will turn, face, attack, kicks out to Diamond. Maddie for 3, air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. It will belong to Pawnee.
You guys are coming in loud and clear. We listen to you all the way down.
And is good. And we got an early timeout here in the third quarter. 7:02 for quarter number 3. Litchfield leading 32-14. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Tim Mize, Don Huddleston, Terry Toad, David Jenkins, Gary Boker will all be coming to you here today at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. $5 gets you in the door. Come out and join us. That's a one-time fee. You pay it once and you're good all day, even if you leave and head over to the Christmas market for a bit. Get your Christmas shopping done, Hud.
Oh, there's a nice crowd over there, too.
6:52 for the third quarter. 32-14. You can just walk right across the street. Don't have to lose your parking space here.
Well, you know, I left the wife with the keys.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking she's probably going to drive over there, and I'm kind of afraid of what she's going to end up with.
Well, she might just leave you all together, make you walk home.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I could probably catch a ride.
I think you will. There'll be no room for you in the car.
Well, that's right. As long as she's buying for me, I'll let her.
There you go. On the attack, Pawnee, that is Avery Kern working right side, and she is fouled. A little bit of a hip check there. They're going to get Diamond. And for Maddie, that's going to be her third. Baseline out of bounds for Pawnee.
Litchfield girls been filling it up from 3.
They have been shooting it well early. Off the foot of Meyer, out of bounds. 16th Pawnee turnover. And no matter who you are, Hud, what team you are, it's an easier game when you're making shots.
Yep. When the ball goes in, it's real easy.
High post to Carly Bowden. She will kick it out to Becky Painter on the left wing to Luttrell. Into the hands of Painter now. Pass too tall for Sinian. Off her hands, out of bounds. 9th Litchfield turnover. 6:17 for the third quarter. I want to thank, of course, the Montgomery County Cancer Association for their involvement in the event. All the money raised today going to Terry Toad and his family. Thanks to Darren Deneve and his staff here at Crownville High School. And Darren has put a lot of time into getting this shootout ready to go today. And that's another turnover for Pawnee, their 17th.
That's amazing to get all these teams lined up to come down here today and the times, you know, work for everybody. He's had to put in a lot of time to do that.
And he has. And all the teams, they were real, real easy to work with. Everybody wanted to be involved in this day. Terry has meant so much to so many people, obviously, around the area. This is just a little chance to give back something to the man who has given so much. Luttrell for 3, no. Offensive rebound, Bowden put back, won't go. And the rebound down to Haley Meyer. They're playing with a special basketball today, courtesy of Creekstone Kettleworks, a T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer logo on the basketball, and that puppy will be auctioned off as part of our raffle.
I heard that yesterday where the interview was with her that they had both basketballs, the boys and the girls, and that they were going to auction it off. So that'll be nice.
And the boys' ball will be given to Terry after the final game.
Right. So, very nice.
Yeah. So when you come out, the raffle will be at the halftime of the last game, the drawing, and then obviously Terry will throw a ceremonial jump ball before that ball game. So make sure you get out here at some point today and take in the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. Baseline jump shot no good for Pawnee. They get the offensive rebound. Diagonal pass down to Adcock, and Hannah puts it up and in. She has 5 points, and it's 32-16. Litchfield doubling up Pawnee, 5 minutes for the third quarter.
I was going to ask you, too, Tim, are these games that were originally scheduled, or were they added to their schedule?
Down on the block, Bowden puts it up and in. She has her first bucket. A couple of them were originally scheduled. Carlinville and Auburn had been set to go, I think, next Saturday. So that was originally scheduled. But a good number of them were put together just for this event.
Yeah. Well, they changed a little bit on the IHSA side of it where you could play more games. So
that's what allowed it to happen.
To add to these shootouts and stuff, it's been a little easier this year.
Yeah, that was actually a proposal put forth by Darren Deneve. And when we were talking about the shootout, he said if this proposal doesn't pass, it's going to be hard to get the shootout together.
Yes.
But thankfully it did pass. And so here we are, the inaugural T-Tote shootout versus cancer. And, of course, our corporate sponsor, Apex Network Physical Therapy, has stepped up in a big-time way. High post feed to Kara Pinch. She attacks too strong off the window. And the rebound down to Meyer. Jarred loose by Pinch, but Meyer able to track it back down. And Pawnee will maintain 4 minutes, 15 seconds for quarter number three. Tito will have the play-by-play call of our next ball game. HUD will be along with them. That is Litchfield and Lincolnwood boys. And Litchfield off to a fantastic 5-1 start. Adcock, hard of the lane, puts it up and in. Hannah Adcock has 7 points.
Well, that's one reason I came up and got the headset, Tim, because I know Terry has to take breaks more often, and they've got a little room set up for him down there. And it's just going to be a little bit of a burden, but I know he's going to be here all day.
He's like a marathon runner. He's got to pace himself
today.
Oh,
yeah, that's exactly right. I told him, I said, you know, the people are doing this, and they're putting it on for you, not for you to be here today, but for what you've done the last 40 years.
That's right.
But, you know, Terry, he's not going to not be here.
Heck no. Adcock goes strong and draws the foul. He's wanted a shootout for so long at WSMI, and he said it earlier, we took lemons and we made lemonade.
Right.
And hopefully it'll be some delicious lemonade today at the T-Tote shootout versus cancer. When you come out, make sure you head to the raffle tables, get yourself registered to win awesome prizes. We got some memorabilia out there as the free throw rattles out. A signed Yogi Berra card, a signed Cardinals program by Harry Carey, Enos Slaughter, Red Shandy. That's your era, Hud.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys are playing Little League when I was growing up.
The foul went on Pence, her first. Second free throw is too strong for Adcock, and the rebound is knocked off of Painter out of bounds. It'll stay with Pawnee.
You know,
got Cardinal tickets, Illini tickets, all sorts of merchandise out there in the raffle. Make sure you get your tickets bought for that. When you come out, $5 gets you in the door, and that's good all day.
You know, when I was playing Little League, Tim, we went down to St. Louis to the old Sportsman's Park right before they closed it, and it had that short right field wall. And Mutual hit a homer that night we were down there. That kind of got
That's
me
awesome.
Hooked on baseball.
That'll do it. That'll do it. Kern gets the bucket. She has 7. As Painter will fire a 3 air ball and the rebound down to Pawnee. That's kind of like back in the day when Pujols would hit a home run.
Right, yeah. Well, he hit it up over that right field wall, and it was extra innings. They beat Pittsburgh. I can remember it like it was yesterday. It's been a day or two ago.
3:06 for the third quarter.
That's the only.
How much was the tickets back then?
Probably a quarter. We didn't buy them.
Is that when people were wearing the full suits of the ballgame? Down on the left block, it won't go home for Adcock, and she's going to be tied up by Pence.
I borrowed my dad's felt hat to wear it. I thought that's what you had to have on.
That's how you get in. To the table, checking in, Carly Bowden. She will replace Pence for Litchfield. 3:03 for the third quarter.
You know, I look back over the career here of Terry Adownson, and I started after I quit working tournaments at the end of the year. Terry had got me involved with going with him to these games, with the regionals and sectionals and even the state, you know, and Nokomis and Hillsboro and them, the girls won, and we've made some of those trips pretty memorable.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hannah Adcock put home her 9th point of the night off a nice inbounds play. It's 34-22. Pawnee on a little bit of a run here. 2.5 minutes, third quarter. Luttrell, one dribble, pulls up from 18, left it short, and Litchfield's gone cold a little bit. Rebound down to Pawnee, and Kern a chance to cut in even more. A 3-ball makes it a single-digit ball game.
Did Litchfield have 34 at the half?
They had 32 at the
32,
half.
32. They've
down to
two.
Adcock, too strong, and the rebound to the floor. Jackson had it, lost it, and she'll get tied up. And Litchfield will have it on the arrow. Emily Sinyon going to check in for the Purple Panthers. She will replace Greta Fleming. Going to be a fun day of hoops here at Carlinville High School.
This is a nice venue for any ball game, yeah, especially for something like this. They got good parking. The gym's got, you know, a lot of room, and it's just a nice place to watch a ball game.
It really is. Litchfield throws it away, trying to feed the post. The pass was just too wide. See a lot of the Tote Tough shirts,
yes,
around the gymnasium, yeah, today. Of course, Cubbyhole has reopened the sales of those shirts starting today all the way through next week, cubbyholeonline.com. If you did not get a shirt, you can still get one now at cubbyholeonline.com.
Those shirts turned out nice.
Oh, they're real nice. Cubbyhole knows what they're doing. Ahead to Kern, attacks off the window. It's good. Avery Kern with 9. And all of a sudden, the Litchfield lead down to 10. 100 seconds for the third quarter. On the right wing with Luttrell. On the block to Sinyon. She will turn, face, pivots around. Now kicks it out to Luttrell. Lizzie, top of the key to Carson Jackson. Back to Luttrell. Right back to Carson it goes, right side of the key. Bounce feeds the high post to Sinyon. Wraparound bounce pass to Bowden. Shot no, and the rebound down to Pawnee. Outlet pass to midcourt to Kern. Here comes Avery. Dangerous pass tipped and out of bounds off of Litchfield. A minute 14 for the third. Substitutions for the Panthers. Becky Painter returns, as does Kara Pence. Bowden and Sinyon out.
I can remember the Kearns played ball. And her dad and her uncle, and they were good ball players, big guys, played in the middle.
They lob it into Adcock. She dribbles to the right corner. Now she throws middle, and it's tipped and stolen. Good active hands in there for Litchfield. Here comes Painter. Going to pull up, 4-3, missed it off the front rim, off of Pawnee's hands, deflected out to Litchfield's Maddie Diamond. 55 seconds for the third quarter. Luttrell will spin away from trouble. Diagonal pass. Tipped. Did it go off of Painter? It did. Tipped by Pawnee, then off of Painter's hands, out of bounds. It'll belong to Pawnee with 50 seconds for the third quarter. It was 32-14 at the half. It's now 34-24. Pawnee has themselves right back in this ball game.
I see Gene Brenning down there. I got to tell you a little story about him. We were working the tournament over to Ed.
Three ball for Carson Jackson off the inbound steal. Jackson's third triple, 37-24.
It was all iced up to him, and he had a brand new Lincoln, and he wrecked it and hit a tree, and a school bus was coming by that was going to play in the tournament at Edinburgh, and he just got on the bus and came on, left his car there.
How about
called
that?
Told him to come and get it. You think these referees don't sacrifice?
That's dedication.
That's dedication.
Wow.
And
wow.
Sacrifice. You know, I'd have probably been still sitting there crying in the car. But those things happen once in a while.
They do, and thankfully the weather's cooperating today.
Oh, it's nice out.
37-24, Litchfield has it after another Pawnee turnover. The lead back to 13, 20 seconds for the quarter. This could be a big sequence. When Pawnee had the ball down 10, all of a sudden Litchfield has it up 13. Jackson again, this time too strong. Rebound to the floor. Painter picks it up with 12. Chance for Litchfield to hold for the final shot. Jackson right side out near that volleyball spike line. Being checked by Kern. Pats it over to Luttrell. She'll fire the three off the rim. It almost went down, but it kicks out. Three quarters in the books after three. Litchfield 37, Pawnee 24. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Tim Mize back here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Don Huddleston is here. Of course, Terry Toad is here. Gary Boker will be here later on today. David Jenkins will have the call of our 12:30 ball game, and it was great to see Brad McVeigh earlier. He's going to be here all day long. Going to be a fun day. Come out and join us at Carlinville. $5 gets you in the door. That's good all day long. That's good entertainment value for your $5. Pawnee has the basketball down 13. On the right block to Langham. Oh, blocked by Pence. She never even left her feet. Straight up in the rejection. Here comes Lizzie Luttrell. Right side of the key. Leaves it for Maddie Diamond. Bounce pass on the right block to Pence. She will turn, face, fire off the window. It's good. Nice job by Kara Pence. She took her time, surveyed, and then put it off the window. 8 for Pence. And just like that, the lead back to 15. Down to the left block, left-hand finish. Nicely done by Paige Langheim. She has 4. And the lead is 13 for Litchfield. Pawnee outscored the Panthers 10-5 in that quarter and had a chance late in that third to maybe get it to single digits, but they turned it over, and then the Panthers hit a three. Here's Diamond. Pulls up, partially blocked, pulled down by Langheim underneath. Page will get it off to Adcock. Hannah Adcock will bring it into the front court at the volleyball spike line. Oh, got the dribble out in front, and Painter just picked her pocket clean. Becky races the other way. Oh, Adcock returns the favor with the rejection and the rebound down to Kern, and she is fouled by Painter. So Adcock got her revenge after she had it stolen from her. She got the block on Painter. That's the fourth team foul on the Panthers in the half. They lead by 13. Pawnee has the basketball in the backcourt. Long pass to midcourt to Kern. They got numbers. Lob ahead to Adcock. Hannah throws on the air, breaks off the window. It's good. 11 for Adcock. And when Pawnee's been able to take care of the basketball, they've pushed it against that full court pressure and gotten numbers in layups. 39-28.
Adcock's got a nice shot, too.
Just too many turnovers. 21 unofficially for Pawnee today. Down to Luttrell, off the window, countered in the foul for Lizzie. She has six, makes it 41-28, 6-16 for the ball game. And when you get down big like Pawnee did, Hutt, it's just a lot of things got to go right to get that comeback all the way complete.
Usually late in the ball game, you'll see a team maybe go into a little bit of a press, try to put a little more pressure on the ball. We'll see what happens here.
42-28, Luttrell completes the old-fashioned three-point play. Kern handling out near that volleyball spike line. Bounce pass down to Adcock, and she's called for steps.
You see that a lot, not only in girls' ball, but boys, they got that eye on the basket. They want to go to the basket, but they take that first step before they put the ball on the floor.
The T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. The first of eight games today. Diamond shot way too strong, and the rebound down to Pawnee and Kern. See, Katie Wilson has made it over as Kern attacks and lays it up and in. 11 for Avery Kern. Good to see Katie Wilson in the house today. 42-30. Litchfield leading. Painter looking for more three ball. Yes, for Becky Painter. She buries the triple. She has 6 points for the ball game, and now a steal by Luttrell. Gets it off to Jackson on the right wing. Into the hands of Lizzie. Luttrell wants to turn the corner. Cut off by Kern, and it's deflected out off of Avery. It'll stay with Litchfield. 5:19 for the ball game. Litchfield and Lincolnwood boys coming up next. That'll be game number two of eight scheduled for the day. Greta Fleming into the action. She will trigger it in off the baseline in the front court. Litchfield lines everybody up along that baseline. Fleming looking. Gets it into Sinyon on the right block. Out to Carson Jackson. She'll bring it between the circles into the hands of Greta Fleming now. Top of the key to Painter. Becky, nice head fake. Pulls up left elbow off the window. It's good. Becky Painter, she has 8 points. And just like that, the lead back to 17. After Pawnee had it down to 10 with the ball late in the third. Like pinball there, not the intended target, went right to Langheim, but she couldn't finish. And the rebound down to Jackson for Litchfield. 4:50 ball game.
A nice crowd here today, Tim, for 9:30 ball game of the morning, as cold as it is outside.
Roll out of bed and come on out.
That's right.
Down to Sinyon with the left hand too strong, and the rebound down to Adcock, and she's fouled. Stay tuned between the games. John Michael Marty will be talking with our corporate sponsor, Apex Network Physical Therapy. And hats off to Apex for providing the corporate sponsorship for this event. Of course, they've got locations all around the area.
They stepped up, didn't they?
They did, big time. 4.5 minutes for the first game. Kern into the front court, leaves it on the left wing for Paige Langheim. Langheim, heart of the lane, leaves it for Adcock. Diagonal pass tipped out, last touch by Jackson. It'll stay with Pawnee, 4:23 for the game. 47-30. Not that long ago, it was a 10-point game and Pawnee had the ball, but they turned it over. Litchfield hit a three, and that might have stopped the momentum that Pawnee had built over a majority of that third quarter.
Kind of opened the floodgates, didn't it?
It did. T-Total have the play-by-play call of our next ball game, Litchfield and Lincolnwood. Down on the block to McCall Wharton, goes up strong and draws the foul.
Right there, she didn't rush a shot. She got her feet under, turn to the basket, and she knew she was going to be some contact there and almost made the shot anyway.
Foul on Barrington, her third free throw good for McCall Wharton. McCall's first point today. Makes it 48-30. Second toss for Wharton, and let's see, lane violation on Litchfield.
Somebody was in there a little quick.
Litchfield has called off the full court pressure. That really kind of set the tone early in the ball game. They came with the full court press. Scott Pawnee sped up and forced a lot of turnovers in that opening quarter of play. Nice little hesitation bounce by Kern. Gets to the right block. She's bumped and fouled. For Litchfield, it'll be their fifth team foul. Exactly 4 minutes for the ball game. Jordan Ramey off the bench, a 5'6 sophomore, will check in. And really, we mentioned it before, but a nice group of sophomores for this Litchfield club. Painter's a sophomore. Diamond's a sophomore. Down on the block to Adcock. Hannah, tough angle, muscles it up and in. Good use of the window there from Adcock. She has a Baker's dozen. That leads all scorers in the ball game. Litchfield balanced today. No one Panther into double figures, but let's see. Eight different Panthers have scored as they're called for steps out front. Jackson has 9. Maddie Diamond and Becky Painter both have 8. And Lizzie Luttrell has 7. Kara Pence also with 8 points.
That's nice balance. And when you have that, you don't have to rely on somebody to pick up 20 points every night.
Here is Kern, spinning left block, passes middle, and she's called for steps. Unofficially the 24th turnover for Pawnee. Terry involved in another photograph down below there, taking a picture with Litchfield and Lincolnwood. He took a picture with the Litchfield girls before the game, and he better get his photo taken face on today. He's going to take a lot of pictures.
I think so.
Ball is jarred loose and bodies on the deck, and we will get a jump ball. And the arrow to Litchfield. And Terry always says, he called, like the kids of the games he's calling now, he called their parents' games.
Yeah, that's right.
And in some cases, maybe the grandparents' game, depending it's worked out. And we got a whistle and foul. We know you called their grandparents' games.
Maybe
not called them, but you were around for them.
Oh, I called them. I've had guys come up to me and said, you remember when I played? And I would, you know.
Yeah.
And they were saying, well, this is my grandchild out here, you know.
Sideline trigger for Litchfield. Jackson gets it into Wharton. Touch pass to Fleming. Greta goes up, had it stripped and fouled. We'll have free throws for Greta Fleming. No, we will not. Foul on the floor. It'll be baseline out of bounds for the Panthers. 48-32, Litchfield leading, looking for their third win of the young season. Fleming gets it in. Ramey will fire a little bit strong, and the rebound down to Pawnee. Long pass ahead to Langheim, makes the catch. Off the window, way too strong, didn't draw iron. Offensive rebound to Adcock, couldn't get it to go, and the ball is tapped out, controlled by Emily Sinyon. She's in a hurry the other way, goes up, missed the layup, and the rebound off of Kern. It will, I think, belong to Litchfield. Good hustle, both ends of the floor.
I believe they're going the other way.
They are going the other way. It'll be Pawnee ball. Allie Fenton checks in for the Panthers. Asinian will take a break. 2:45 for the ball game. Out between the circles with Kern. Feeds the high post. Langheim attacks off the window. It's good for Paige Langheim. Paige with 6. A 14-point lead for Litchfield. 48-34, 2.5 minutes clock running. Ball game. Long deuce fired by Fenton, too strong off the heel, and the rebound down to Pawnee. Here comes Kern. Spins at the right block, draws the foul, and free throws for Avery Kern. Stay tuned between the ball game. John Michael Marty will talk with our friends from Apex Network Physical Therapy, our corporate sponsors of the inaugural T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer.
That must be taped. John wouldn't be up this early, would he?
We got him out of bed today.
Oh, really?
We got him out, yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I didn't think he got up till noon, came to work at 1 o'clock.
Maybe on a normal day. He's running our halftime, too, though. He's taking care of the free throw challenge with Victory Lane. And also, you can pay a buck and take a half-court shot.
Sure, I heard that. Yeah, I saw him lined up when I got here.
Second free throw for Kern is good.
I got that rotator cuff injury, or I'd go get in that.
Shoot a left-handed.
Oh, yeah, right.
48-35. Into the hands of Fenton. Drives the baseline, cut off, leaves it back for Jordan Ramey. Ramey going to try to feed the post down to Fleming. Off the window, it's good for Greta Fleming. Greta's first bucket, and she was fouled.
Tim, back when I played ball, that was where range started, was at half court. We shot, me and Waterman shot from there. And we had some big boys underneath that rebound. We didn't even go inside.
Don't even worry about it.
No. Well, we didn't have three-point line either, right. You know.
That's when you were shooting from that deep, when there was no three-point line, you know you could shoot.
That's right. I'd like to go back to the tapes and see how many extra points I would have had given me that extra one, you know.
Probably not as many as you think. Fleming's free throw is good. Greta Fleming completes the old-fashioned three, and she will check out. And Lily Brosh, a 5'7 freshman, will check in. It's like everything else, Hud. We all get a little better as the more time that passes.
Absolutely. You know, though, actually, back in those years, we won 75 ball games in the 3 years that I played varsity at Morrisonville, and three of the top five scorers in school history played on that one team.
That's awesome. I thought you were going to say you won 75 in one season.
No, not quite. We would if they'd let us play that many.
Carly Ginn has it in the left corner, 90 seconds for the ball game. Litchfield's going to win the very first game in the very first T-Toe shootout versus Cancer.
And like you said, they got a lot of sophomores here. They're going to be tough the next couple years.
Stay tuned. Litchfield and Lincolnwood boys coming up. We'll have an interview with our friends from Apex Network Physical Therapy between ball games. When you come in, make sure you stop by our raffle tables. Get yourself registered to win those awesome prizes. You do not have to be present to win. We'll have the drawing at halftime of the final game. If you're not here and you win, we got your name. We'll have your phone number. We'll give you a call, let you know. Baseline J, no good for Haley Meyer. Offensive rebound to Adcock, puts it up too strong. Rebound again for Pawnee, and a whistle and foul with 58 seconds to play. That'll go on Litchfield.
The officials have kept this game moving right along.
Absolutely. Are we on schedule? Pretty close.
Yeah.
Free throw is too strong off the heel for Langheim. Paige will get her second toss. Free throw is good. And Paige gets one out of two. She has 7 points. 51-36. Litchfield will bring it into the front court with Allie Fenton. On the right wing. And we have a hand check foul. I think that'll put Pawnee over the limit with 48.7 seconds to play.
Both 51, in the bonus.
Yep, 51-36, Litchfield leading. Substitution to the table for Pawnee.
Sometimes that last minute takes longer than the fourth quarter because you get a lot of subs come in that haven't got to play all game and then, you know, switching in and out.
Free throw for again is no good, and the rebound down to Pawnee. 40 seconds for the game. Underneath, that shot attempt is blocked and on the baseline out of bounds. It'll belong to Litchfield. 51-36, Litchfield leading, 39 seconds for the ball game.
We always said, Tim, that when they, you know, empty both benches, the shock troops were coming in.
Hey, that was my time, man. That's when I shined. Here's Ginn for three, no good, and the rebound down to Pawnee and Adcock. 25 seconds for the ball game. Come on out and join us at Carlinville today. $5 gets you in the door. That's good all day. We got 7 more games coming. Litchfield's going to win the inaugural game of the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. It's 51-36 right now. Just 15 seconds to play. They lob it into Adcock. Off the window. Counted on the foul for Hannah Adcock. Hannah's put together a nice ball game. She has 15 points. That leads all scorers. Of course, we're playing with a special basketball today thanks to Creekstone Kettleworks. They got special balls, boys and girls, made up with the Tote Shootout versus Cancer logo on it. and we're going to be auctioning off the girls' basketball. Free throw good for Adcock. She has 16. Terry gets the boys one. You can't have that one.
Yeah. I see Larry and Gary are both here. That's who you should have had on the morning sports show. They could have really got some arguments going there.
Terry tried to get security when he saw him walk in.
Oh, yeah.
Then
you kicked
us off the air. And the three ball is no good. And game one of the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer in the books. The Litchfield Purple Panthers defeat the Pawnee Indians 51-39, and we are off and running here at Carthenville High School and Terry Toad's Shootout. Awesome day in store. One game down, 7 to go. Coming up on the other side, John Michael Marty will talk with our friends from Apex. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy.